All right. We are live. This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, the campus community radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Kwikwetlem, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. We stream online at cjsf.ca. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter. And listen to podcasts of our programs on SoundCloud and our website. Got a request? Text or call us at 778-782-CJSF or 2573. This is Khoi Ange Shechlech from the Intlakepmich Territories up in the Nicola Valley from Gwaishkina, BC. And I'm your host here on Free Voices, brought to you by Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. And we have a super awesome show coming up for you guys on this July 24th, 2025. Our subject is going to be on growth. We have some special music coming up from Ivan K featuring Bob Katsionis and also the Langdon Band and also Praz. We have also some Justin Bieber and Celine Dion. And if we have enough time, we got some Robert Connolly Farr. So stay tuned for all that. And we have some special guests coming in as usual. We have our brother Wegedesk. He's a high diving champion of the world. We have our president of Minnetonka Park Association, Celia. And also my brother, Shkwait Shechlech from Gwaishkina, BC. And yeah, it's going to be a special show today. But first, we're going to have some music coming from a band called, or an artist called Evan Kay. And this is featuring Bob Katsionis, and his song is called Into the Light. And yeah, it's pretty awesome. I'm going to put that on right now. So stay tuned. Enjoy, everybody. We'll be right back. was awesome. That was Evan Kay featuring Bob Katsianis. And man, some pretty energetic music. We'd like to welcome all our listeners from all over the world, from Germany, from England, from Sweden, from Switzerland, from Spain, from Italy, from Norway, from Egypt, from Africa, from Ukraine, from Russia, from China, from Japan, from Philippines, from New Zealand, from Australia, from South America, from North America, all across the United States, all across Canada. Welcome to our Odyssey of Positivity, Human Growth and Empowerment for Human Rights and Justice. And we have on the line with us, we have our brother Wegedesk. He's the high diving champion of the world. Thank you for joining us, Wegedesk.
Woohoo! My pleasure, Chief. What an intro, man. My head is spinning. I feel like I just went all around the world with that one.
Yeah, awesome, man. We'd like to get this show started right, and we'd like to ask you, please and thank you, to lead us through some deep breaths.
Absolutely. Let's do it, guys. Let's relax our jaw, relax our belly, our shoulders, our hands, anywhere in our body we're feeling tension, because we got to be really relaxed as we bring in the air from outside with appreciation and gratitude, and then let it all go on a good exhale, hopefully with a good sigh. All right, let's do it in 3, 2, 1, all the way in through the nose. Super good. Let's do 2 more of those. So good. Yep. Ooh. I look forward to those every day, man, every time I remember.
Yeah, that's so awesome, just to get that oxygen into our lungs, into our bloodstreams, up to our brains, getting us all ready for an awesome subject today. Our subject is going to be on growth, and we'd love to hear your words on that.
Yeah, another great topic choice, Chief. I got to say, what I got to say about growth is that we are always, no matter if you're trying to or not, whatever you're doing, you're getting better at it. So I think we should all really make sure that what we're focusing on is happy, healthy, and good for us and our community. And that way we're going to grow in a very positive way. And even with that said, we can go above and beyond to focus our growth. And I think things like the deep breaths, being in stillness and silence, keep us grounded in reality so that our growth, again, comes from a centered, and I'm thinking about that medicine wheel, and balancing that medicine wheel. Is my spirituality doing good? Is my physical doing good? Is my emotional doing good? Is my mental doing good? And balancing that, you know, will help us grow in a good way, because we always are going to be growing. That's just what we do. We grow. So, I wish you and everybody there at the station and all the listeners, I wish them all the best and a smooth and graceful growing journey throughout this life.
Beautiful. That's so awesome. For me with growth, I've been thinking about it a lot because, it's part of our introduction, you know. It's we're talking about human growth, and we want our humanity to grow. It seems it's like been going down in the past few years, especially with all this corona business and isolation, and causing a lot of like mental issues. And we have to be very steadfast, not only for ourselves, but for other people around us. And we have to be responsible and do our best to communicate and try to grow ourselves in becoming more empathetic and listening not only to those around us, but also to nature. Because we're affecting it in a rather negative way. And we can all do our part. We can all work together and make a difference in this world, make it a more positive and beautiful place. And I encourage everyone to just reflect on yourselves and try to see a way that you can grow yourself in a more positive way, starting with some empathy and just understanding people around you, people on the street, because you know, there's getting to be more and more violence out there, and just a lot of negativity that goes through the world in the way that it's been falling to pieces, literally. And yeah, that's what I encourage. So that's what I have to say about that.
Amazing, bro. Thank you so much. And I know this radio show, as well as a lot of the other works, all the other works that Eagle Nation does, is helping our community grow in a good way. So thanks to you and everybody at the station and all the listeners. Keep up the good work. Keep the deep breaths going. And that's it. Bye for now, y'all.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for joining us. And we're looking forward to hearing from you again very soon.
Bye for now.
Yeah, bye for now. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was our brother Wegedesk, the high diving champion of the world, and just a very special individual. And we're going to carry on with our program. And we have a song here, and it's dedicated to our president of Minnetonka Park Association, Celia.
Hello, everyone.
And thank you for joining us.
Sliding into home plate.
Yeah. So we're not going to be able to play the whole thing. I wished I could, but it's pretty lengthy. It's like 14 minutes.
14
long.
Minutes.
So we'll probably just go over close to 6 minutes. So enjoy, everybody. We'll be right back.
Anyway, this is the Demented set. Thank you again. Thank you.
start up again.
Man, that was awesome. That was pretty intense too. It's very gypsy
like. It's lovely. It's just, I love all the rhythms and sub rhythms.
Yeah, and it goes on for another 10 minutes after that. Yeah. So it's pretty awesome, awesome tune. I really loved it. The Langdon Band, and that was their song called "The Demented Set." And man, pretty awesome. Pretty intense.
Yeah, they were playing at Salt Spring Island earlier, I understand. So,
We have with us the president of Minnetonka Park Association, Celia. Thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome. Hello, everyone.
It's always
a pleasure.
Yeah. So we have our subject today, and it's on growth. And would love to hear your words on that.
Yeah. I think that there's going to be opportunities for growth, whether we even intentionally try or not. But I do think attention, being intentional sometimes is very helpful as an additional piece, to be very, and to give yourself a chance to focus on something that you want to grow in. And I also think that, because I think just with life can get so busy that we're so busy surviving and, the flurry of life, the flurry and the frenzy, that it's just really easy to just keep doing the hamster wheel. So there's nothing wrong with that. We all like to survive. That's important. But I also think that, setting aside time for being able to delve into some growth in a more intentional way is really important too. There's the incidental stuff that happens. Mm. And I remember hearing some personal growth person saying, if you're not growing, you're dying. And I'm like, we're all dying and we're all growing at the same time, kind of. There's a paradox there, right? We're growing and dying at the same time. But I think that invest in yourself. And when I say invest in yourself, it's not like, oh, I'm going to do this for me and blah, blah, blah. Not that selfish kind of thing, but just like investing in yourself as part of how you will also be able to share and contribute in the world too. Because however much we can grow and learn is what we're going to be also able to offer and share in the world. So my thought is that if we do that, that the more of us that do that, the better potentially the world can be. Mm. I know it's kind of hard to see through all the smoke and all the smoke and things going on in the world, the smoke and chaos. But I do think that growth can come in so many different forms, right? So it can be, that reflecting on yourself and behavior or actions or non-actions, or it can be learning in a more sort of traditional, whatever that means, a traditional kind of growth. So, and I think there's a sweet spot, because when we grow, we also need to rest in order for that growth to kind of seep deep into our bones. Mm. So I think rest is a big part of growth when we're doing it very sort of intentionally. Mm. Sort of.
Yeah, that's really true. We do need to rest in order to recover, and it's just like working out. Like if you exercise, it's very important to get a good rest, because that's when your muscles develop, that's when your body repairs itself, and starts to build up the muscle tissue and the ligaments and joints, and they get stronger. If you don't, that's when it can come to burnout.
Right, or you can actually have your body starts to eat muscle. Mm. For example, in the example you're saying is, if you're working out all the time, every day, all day long, and that type of thing, ultimately, besides burnout, there's also that your body starts to cannibalize itself because it needs to draw the energy from somewhere. And unless you're really mega eating nutritious stuff, your body will use itself to fuel.
Yeah, right? I really like what you brought up.
The cannibal?
No. Well, yeah, that too. But the rest part, because, you know, it's such an important and integral part for growth.
Yeah.
Is the rest. And a lot of times we forget about these things that can help us grow into better people. And it hits on all the 4 points that we always talk about,
mm-hmm.
you know, our physical, our spiritual, our emotional, and our mental.
Yeah.
And these things we have to grow, and we have to learn when to rest and let them build up and become strong.
It's like, it's also like the invisible rest is also can be that invisible. There's that invisible process going on with the growth that you were talking. Yeah. You know, it's an invisible process. So like when we go to sleep at night, that type of rest, our body is integrating all sorts of things besides doing cleanup and healing. Like, you know, we would all be a lot sicker if we weren't getting, you know, or we get sick more mm-hmm. if we don't get it. So it's also, I think, with growth is that there's all sorts of unconscious. Our brain has been overloaded if it's that type of learning. And then it's doing all sorts of work while we sleep
mm-hmm.
in connecting dots and pathways and everything. So it's a miracle, all this stuff. So
yeah, it's even important, even just for our brain development. And during our sleep patterns, they call it the REM sleep, where mm-hmm. it's really deep and you're just like totally gone from the world, and you're in another dimension, basically.
Yeah.
And it reminds me of like the sleep cycles of nature,
mm-hmm.
like, for instance,
yeah.
the bears and the creatures that hibernate.
Yeah, and, or even the plants,
yeah,
and the trees.
And, you know, they're out of this world for, you know, a few months at a time.
Yeah.
And it's just like, man, how do they survive? Where do they go? And
yeah.
And there's all these magical things that are going on and happening.
Right.
And same with I always like to talk about the frogs because,
yeah.
you know, they can be frozen solid and just thaw out and hop away like nothing even happened.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, it's just always an important thing to remember and try to learn from nature
mm-hmm.
and try to adopt and adapt in our own ways to help us to grow our spiritual wheels,
mm-hmm.
and which is the physical, the spiritual, the mental, and the emotional. So these are things that we like to talk about and bring to remind ourselves,
yeah.
not only ourselves, but, you know, people out there listening,
yeah.
and to help create more positivity and just a more better environment for ourselves and, you know, the next generations that mm-hmm. they're not even here yet,
mm-hmm.
but we got to be looking out for them as a responsibility.
Yeah.
And so, yeah. Thank you so much for your input and
you're welcome.
Your experience and knowledge.
Thank
so,
you.
Yeah, so we're going to carry on with our program and we'll be right back.
Please enjoy 30 Seconds of Nature, brought to you by Ducks Unlimited Canada. Learn how you can experience nature in your community at ducks.ca.
Is that a...
All right, we're back. And coming up next, we're going to be connecting with Shkwait Shaklach from Gwaishkina, BC. But first, we're going to play him his song of the week, which is from Praz. And this is his song called Ghetto Superstar. So have a listen to this, and we'll be right back. Enjoy.